This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our first guests tonight are from Melbourne, a local band formed back in 2010, released their debut EP the following year, are back with a new EP, the second EP, Dreams Out of Reach. Pat, Doug, James and Michael, the Raffaellas, welcome to Joy, guys.
Hey, guys.
Just coming right, nice and close. There's four of you, so let's go around the room. What are you doing?
I'm Pat. I sing, loosely speaking. And
He's the lead singer of the band.
I'm Michael. I'm the drummer in the band. At the back, never in the front. Thank you.
Oh.
Always taking a back seat.
It's kind of really close, guys.
Yeah, I'm Doug. I'm the lead guitarist.
And I'm James. I'm the bass player.
You guys formed back in, 2010?
How did all of this come together, guys? How did it start off?
Well, we all met. We're actually school friends. You know, back in the day, we won't say how far back, but then there's a couple of other bands that we were in since then and a couple of cover bands, and after a while we all sort of just consolidated and decided to stick together and start writing stuff, I suppose.
Now, the name of the band, because the Raffaellas, is it true it was born via the name Raffaella?
That's right.
Pat's niece?
That's my niece. Yeah, yeah. I'm often asked whether that's a sort of a tribute thing, and I don't think it is. It was more a timing thing.
It stuck.
We couldn't
with
decide
you.
On a name, but that stuck, you know. Yeah, so that was good.
Now, you guys are doing covers of the likes of Ray Charles, The Beatles, Paul Simon, ABBA. The Raffaellas.
I'm just trying to figure out how that fits into the equation. A bit of an ABBA track.
How do those, I guess, artists and their music come into your music now with the Raffaellas?
That was you, Pat. Pat wanted to create a big cover band, so we had horns as well, and
okay.
We had a couple of singers, guy and a girl, keyboards as well, and so we were playing ABBA and that kind of thing.
It was great. It was the musical heart of this endeavour.
like a bit of ABBA and things, right? Yeah.
Because you are fans of Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Johnny Cash and Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all fans of those artists?
Yep.
Yes. We actually are. It's pretty mixed, I think. I, for one, love all that stuff. Little Richard, you know.
You go through big phases.
Yeah. Because I did read somewhere that you do like to scream about like Little Richard at times. Is that true?
Yeah, that's my favourite
There's
thing.
Footage of him in his bedroom screaming out Little Richard.
We're trying to sleep.
James, your first live gig as the Raffaellas. Remember that one? What was that like? A bit nerve-wracking?
I don't think
it was
the ESPY. Oh, yes, it was. It was the ESPY.
The ESPY, what a good venue.
Yeah, they had a great night on a Tuesday night whereby anyone could rock up and play. And so we sort of we did that, and it was good fun. It was pretty nerve wracking though.
They were good. They gave us a lot of gigs back when we started.
Because you guys, I guess, with all bands, the secret is doing live, right? Doing heaps of live gigs.
Mm.
So you've supported some really good names as well, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, we've had a great gig at the Toff with Ninja Safari.
Ginger Safari.
You must have been paying attention.
Yeah.
And I think the Pierce Brothers as well.
Yeah, we played with them a few times. Yeah.
City Calm Down.
We played with Pierce Brothers up in the country for a festival, Swagger Festival.
I'm used to seeing them downstairs.
Yeah,
exactly. Down on Bourke Street.
No, they're doing really well.
Yeah,
I think we just focused on playing live from the start instead of, I don't know, some bands are very production focused.
Yeah.
We just, I don't know, based on how much we like those kind of musicians, got that heritage of just doing live performances, focusing on that.
Our special guest tonight in studio is the Raffaellas from Melbourne, local Melbourne band.
We love local
Let's,
talent.
Let's play a track from the new EP. This is called Stream. Tell us about this track.
Well, this is the first single off this EP. It's basically, it was written, it's sort of a stream of consciousness, thus the name, really. We're shooting a video for it, I think, in the next couple of months. But other than that, it's sort of one of the poppier numbers, I think.
Yeah. Off the EP, Dreams Out of Reach. This is Streams. You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
We'll be right back.
That's the Raffaellas on Joy 94.9. It's called Streams from the new EP Dreams Out of Reach. The guys are in studio tonight. Pat, Doug, James and Michael from the band.
You were saying that that track was one of the first singles, or you're filming a video for that new single?
Yeah, we're filming a video for that in the next few weeks, I think. We won't be in it. It'll be conceptual.
We're saying in the break, guys, that when you record songs for an EP or for an album, you record a lot more songs and you sort of like experiment with different sounds and different songs. And some songs work, some songs don't work. And I guess, what was your guys' process in the studio? Was it a case of getting all the songs written and demoed and then going into the studio to cut them, or...?
Yeah, that's what we usually do. So we sort of write, one or two of us write, and then we go straight to the rehearsal studio and sort of build it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, once we can do it live, that's that box ticked and we go and record it, I think. But like we were saying in the break, we've got this tendency to record and, you know, record a lot more music than we put out for some reason. I think we must be pretty picky.
So you've got a bit of a vault going on.
Yeah, it's building up day by day. Yeah.
Any songs that you've written that don't really suit you guys, but maybe for someone else?
Oh, that's a thought.
That's a very good point.
I'm trying to help you out, guys. I'm trying to help you out here. Cha-ching, you know, it's about royalties.
It's true. Because we have another group. We've got the Mischief Girls coming in. You just never know.
Good. We'll exchange business cards.
You never know.
Yeah, we've written a lot of poppy songs.
So yeah. Because when you record songs in a studio, it's quite expensive, like, to get studio time and stuff. It's quite pricey. So you want to get in there and get out.
Yeah. There's different ways of doing it. We've done different ways of doing it. You can layer it, or you can do it all at once live, and that can make it cheaper.
Are you guys okay with the whole production side of things, or do you guys sort of hire a producer, a mixer to do that, or are you guys quite technical?
Hired Oscar Dawson. Oscar Dawson, he plays for Holy Holy, and he's a producer, and he does a really good job. He's really quick on the computer.
And that's what you've done, filming down at Avery Studios in Collingwood, and also at a home studio in Dalesford.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
One of you guys live there? Sounds pretty relaxing to me.
It was lovely, yeah. That was Oscar, the producer's girlfriend's house, I think, and we basically just...
Got very lucky.
Didn't leave when it came time to leave.
Yeah.
So they were very obliging, which was nice.
Let's talk Aussie music. Obviously, you know, these days it's all about, you know, the internet and the social media, and there's all these things happening. And have you guys adapted as a band to sort of get your music out there and to try and move with the times? And
I think live gigs are probably still quite powerful.
Definitely.
People still come up to you and want to hear more and want to know where they can...
That's where you make money.
That's where you make money at the same time as well.
Of course.
So, we're not as good as we should be.
You guys are also fans of O'Mercy.
Alex Gale.
Alex Gale, is that right?
Yes.
He was in here last year with us, and he won an ARIA for his album last year. So really talented guy. Anyone that you want to work with in the future? Any Aussie acts or bands?
Future collaborations.
Singer-songwriters.
Who wouldn't you say no to?
I wouldn't say no to... Miss Courtney Barnett, who I think is very, very good.
Yes.
I think she's so good.
Yeah. Grammy nominated this year as well.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, she's very recognised, but she'd be great to work with, I think.
Maybe you should ask your old mate Nick Murphy to...
Maybe Sia. She's a bit of a, there's someone that they're big sort of...
Big. She does a lot of writing for others, as I understand it.
I like to work with Dan Sultan as well.
He's been here a few times. Funny guys, live gigs. Any live gigs coming up for you guys in the near future? Where can they check you out live?
What's on the horizon, guys?
We'll be booking gigs to go with this video that we'll be doing in the next couple of months.
Can we catch you busking on the streets like the Pierce Brothers? By any chance, will we see you out there?
I've done a bit of that.
Busking's fun, right?
Yes. It's great fun. And it's a good way to sort of... it's good practice.
It is.
Because if you bust, you got to do it for a minimum of, 6-7 hours at a time. So it's not a 45-minute set, so you got to get good.
Yeah. The new EP called Dreams Out of Reach from the Raffaellas is available online right now. Just go to the raffaellas.bandcamp.com to get yourself a copy in there. You can follow the guys on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, The Raffaellas. Thanks for coming in tonight,
guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's great.
So we love supporting Aussie music, and it's a great EP, so congrats on the EP. Let's play the new single. It's called Control Had It Lost It.
I like that title.
What's this one about, James?
Well, that's a good question.
I'd like to see if James knows what this is.
I'm trying to get everyone to have a turn, you know?
Well, that's
one
right.
of you had control and lost it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I think it's actually about this particular moment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Who lost it?
Yeah, yeah. I wrote the lyrics. Mm. So I suppose I should explain myself. I remember writing it about sort of social media, basically, and following people. I think that's what the main thing's about.
Just about how absurd it is that you can actually just jump online.
And people can follow people quite obsessively. I made it sort of sound like a love song, but I don't think it is.
The music video is really cool for this too. Where was that filmed?
Oh, that was filmed upstairs at a pub in Fitzroy called The Wild, which is a great little pub, and they let us use their room
because there's a little bit of air guitar thing going on.
Yeah, that's right. And we filmed the whole thing in sort of uber slow-mo and then sped
Fantastic.
It up. Yeah, that was a really interesting process.
But thanks for coming in tonight, guys.
Thanks,
the best
again.
For the EP and the live gigs. This is Boney from the Raffaellas, Control Had It Lost It. You enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.